The other issue is you've got metastatic disease and you're not giving them systemic therapy while they get operated on and recover from surgery.
Yeah, that too is something that we would like to address with this study. It's going to be addressing it indirectly because it's a 90-patient trial that's focused very specifically to specific endpoints. But those kinds of issues are exactly what is relevant in today's setting. You do the operation per primum, delay therapy. Whether we can do better by giving it up front. I mean, this is really, you know, the preoperative setting. Another tertiary endpoint of this trial is how many patients can we convert from inoperable to operable?
In terms of the metastatic disease.
In terms of the metastatic disease and primary. So these patients, based on the eligibility criteria, are deemed inoperable by the participating surgeon. So what proportion of these individuals can we make operable with a modern regimen such as FOLFOX6 with bevacizumab?
What do we know about response rates in primary lesions to systemic therapy?
We don't know a whole lot. In the rectum, there are not a lot of data. I mean, we have
some neoadjuvant chemo radiation, certainly in rectal.
In rectal.
But I mean, in colon, are there any data?
No, I don't believe there are, because nobody treats colon cancers in the preoperative setting. We operate on those patients. Very often, they come into the system only after the surgeon has resected the lesion.
It's kind of interesting to contemplate. I mean, certainly individual physicians, particularly those who specialize in colorectal cancer, have utilized this strategy. I ask them a lot, well, what happens? But you're saying there's no formalized database.
I don't believe so. I mean, not for colon lesions. So, I mean, first there's the fear, are we going to have bleeding and so on? And of course, this is another endpoint that this protocol is going to address.
What are the specific endpoints and what's the eligibility?
Well, the eligibility consists of a patient who presents with a primary lesion, untreated, with concomitant metastatic disease, considered by the investigator to be not resectable. It has to be colon primary,
locally not resectable.
Rectal lesions.
You're saying
for the metastatic lesion.
Oh, the metastatic.
So if you had a patient who presented with a concomitant primary colonic tumor and liver metastasis that are amenable to hepatic resection or hepatic resection and ablation to render that patient, quote, disease-free, that would not be an eligible patient.
That's interesting, because, I mean, you could imagine those people would be interesting to look at for this strategy, too.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you know, we don't want to alter what some people would consider the standard of care. And certainly we know that we have pretty impressive survival rates with those individuals who have liver-only disease that one can resect.
So they can't be surgically curable as they're presenting.
Precisely.
With the metastatic disease. What other eligibility? Is that it?
That's basically it. I mean, there's some other subtle ones that are related to the treatment. We don't want patients whose risk would be increased with the use of bevacizumab. So similar criteria as were used for CO8 or applied here. We don't want somebody with, you know, active ulcer disease and so on and so forth.
Recent arterial events.
Recent arterial events within 6 months, recent MIs within 6 months.
So does the protocol specify about the symptom status of the patient? Do they have to be
have to be asymptomatic.
Totally, of everything, or just of the local tumor?
They have to be asymptomatic. I mean, that is stipulated in the protocol.